Estella in Alaska's on the line with a question. What's going on at your money pit?
We just purchased, actually last month, a strip mall and built in 1984.
Okay.
And the official part is aluminum and metal all around the building. And the front is, I think, clear-coated wood siding. I think at the area, maybe that must be very popular. And the both are so faded and look so ugly. I like the painted facial part and metal and clear coat. I don't know. Some people say stain. Some people say clear coat on the wood. And I like to get rid of all that, put really nice paint over it, and brightening up the building and modern looking.
Well, if the siding itself has a clear sealer on it or a clear coat, then staining it is going to be very difficult because stain relies on the absorptive qualities of the wood. And if it was sealed, you're not going to get it all out because it's down deep in the pores. In that case, you're better off just sanding it lightly, putting on a primer. And that's really important. You have to make sure that your painter applies a very good quality primer. I would recommend a solvent-based primer, which is like an oil-based primer, because it has the best adhesion, the best sort of stickiness. And then once the primer has dried good, then you could put a top coat over that of whatever kind of paint you want. But if you don't do it in that order, what'll happen is that paint won't last nearly as long, and you'll find yourself doing this over and over and over again. So it sounds like a beautiful building and a nice project, but you've got to do it correctly, because if not, the paint won't last. You'll get a lot of peeling, and that's going to, you know, kind of make you pretty sad after doing all this work.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay, because the primer is different than the top coat. The primer has different qualities. It's sticky. It adheres really well to the base, in this case, siding. And the top coat, which is where you have the color, sticks to the primer. But if you just put the paint on over the wood as it is now, it probably won't stick because it also has that clear coat underneath it, and you're just not going to get the absorption.
Oh, I see.
Okay?
Okay.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.